Alt-105.3, Dallas here with Tyler and Josh of 21 Pilots. Welcome back to the Bay. You guys played at Outside Lands this year. We're very stoked to have you at Not So Silent Night for the first time ever. And I know you guys do these interviews every once in a while, but I think the fan press conferences are something that's a little bit more fun. So I put it out on Twitter today. I just wanted to get some fun fan questions for you guys, and I got a lot of good ones,
which is just code for you didn't do any research.
I did no research at all, absolutely none. And one that I thought was particularly funny was, how has touring and playing shows with Josh for so many years prepared you, Tyler, for fatherhood?
What a weird question that is.
He's changed a lot of diapers.
I have. I don't think it has prepared me in any way at all. I think that the two are very exclusive from each other. Other than, eventually I'll be telling my kids to make sure they dry off all the way after showers, so you don't put your PJs on when you're still wet.
Oh my God.
And so I've been telling that to Josh for years now.
A lot of wet PJs.
Yeah. Have you listened yet? Have you figured it out?
I don't think I ever think about it, and that's probably the issue.
See, I have a very specific drying routine, and if you don't, then I don't want to necessarily hang out with you, because you should have, like, very specific, first to do this arm, then this, and then go down, and you don't start down on your legs.
No.
You have to start up top.
See, there you go.
I let nature dry me off.
Which just means you just put your PJs on wet.
Another one was, what is the significance, or why are you so serious, Tyler, about having 420 tweets exactly at all time?
Twitter just keeps doing that to me. They put a limit on my tweets.
Yeah.
And so every time I tweet one, the last one disappears, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't know the significance of 420. I mean, it's a pretty big number, but yeah, it's over my head.
Is it true that you once smoked Doritos while camping?
I have.
Okay. That's where we were at the beginning of this past decade.
It was on April 20th.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Some would say that's 420.
What?
Yeah, I know, it's weird, but a national holiday.
Mm. And that's just related to Twitter somehow.
Yeah. How about that?
I haven't figured it out.
Now, this past decade obviously has been a crazy one for 21 Pilots, some might say. Billboard, you know, named Blurry Face as the top rock album of the 2010s. At the beginning of this decade, did you have any sort of idea that things could go the way that they did?
We were very poor. Talk about the decade.
This is one of your final shows of the decade tonight.
It is. It's crazy to think about. You know, when the decade started, we just had an idea, and that was it. And we had no money. Made a little bit of money playing shows, but that money was just gas, and got from one place to the next. You know, it's funny, Josh and I talk about, we reminisce about how it was and how we got here. And even though we think of it as like a fond memory, we're still very adamant about the fact that we would never want to do it again. It's hard.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bands trying to do it. A lot of artists, a lot of songwriters. I think we didn't know that. There was an aspect of ignorance that is imperative to chase your dreams. And we were very ignorant, thinking that we had a shot. And now that we're here, we look back and realize just how much of a needle we threaded.
Yeah, the first time I saw you guys was in a record store parking lot in Austin, Texas, and it wasn't that long ago, 2013, South by Southwest, and, you know, things have come quite a way since then, and I hope 10 years from now we're still here in, like, some of the biggest arenas in the world. So to the next decade, to a marriage for you, to a baby for you, it's going to be...
And more money.
Yeah. The wild ride continues.
We're not poor anymore.
Thank you guys for being here at Not So Silent Night. Tyler, Josh, 21 Pilots.
Thank you.